This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
One of the things I saw today was a video of Patrick Mahomes. Now, a lot of people are saying don't draft him in fantasy football this year, and I can't figure out.
He's going to regress?
I mean, even if he regresses,
being the MVP,
his numbers are still going to be awesome.
Right.
Like, I'm fine. Everybody regresses a little bit. I'm not going to go into it except expecting him to have the same MVP type numbers. But the dude was really good last year. And yeah, sure, teams are going to key in on him. But I would totally draft him as one of my quarterbacks this year. That being said,
how high?
Well, I usually don't draft quarterbacks until like the 11th round.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm one of those guys that waits and waits and waits.
And then you get Kirk Cousins.
I picked up I'll never take Kirk Cousins. Never. I'll take an extra kicker before I put Kirk Cousins on my team. I did though.
That's so serious.
I picked up Pat Mahomes last year on the waiver wire.
Wow.
It was one of those because nobody knew who he was yet. And he was just kind of sitting there on the waiver wire. And I was like, I need a backup quarterback. So I had him and Cam Newton. Or no, I had him and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
And I eventually was just like, screw that. And just left Aaron Rodgers on my bench all season. Tried to trade him, but nobody would trade for him. But Pat Mahomes did a video of his house. Now, he has a new house. You know, he was living in Derek Holland's house for a little bit because he was renovating his new home.
Ooh.
And he's sitting there, you know, looking at it. He's like, look, this is great for us to grow into, for the house, the home that they're going to grow into eventually. But then they renovated a section of the house. And basically, Reggie, correct me if I'm wrong, took an entire room and turned it into a 180 shoe closet.
Yeah, it looks like what would be like a formal dining room. You know, the room that your mama wouldn't let you go in and it was all set, but Nobody ever ate there.
Right. Had the plastic on the couch and everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You never had a plastic couch?
No, I mean, we have, but I had already established this as a formal dining room.
Okay.
So how'd you put a couch in there?
Over in the corner.
Oh, okay, cool.
It holds 180 pairs of shoes.
Wow.
There are also, if maybe 24 different pairs of sunglasses, and we've seen his sunglasses before. Not all of them are great, but there are 180 pairs of shoes and sunglasses. And for me, this is overkill. And 877-881-1053, do you dream of having a magnificent shoe closet or a room that you can do this kind of thing with? And what is your stuff? What kind of stuff? What is it that you're such a, this is my thing? That you would need an entire room just for your stuff. I will also say this, Kevin. As awesome as all the shoes look on these shelves in this video, they kind of slacked on the technology. They did not.
What?
Yeah, there's no spinning wheels. There's no like it's they're lit up. There's lighting, good lighting in there, but there's no sliding shelves or anything like that. It's just basic shelves.
No trap doors.
No. Or maybe they just didn't show the trap doors.
They're trap doors.
Yeah, maybe not. But yeah, there's nothing special about the room. They really slacked on the technology. And I feel like if you're a quarterback that's about to get paid $300 million for 2 years, then you should probably go out there and 150
Honestly, it just looks like Foot Locker. It looks like a really small Foot Locker. Just there's shoes on the wall and there's backlighting and that's about it.
He had shoes in there that still had the tags on them, Kevin.
You think he's worn all those shoes? Of course not.
Why would you have shoes that you haven't worn? Why would you have those in your closet?
That's the dream.
What do you mean that's the dream?
You still got shoes to work into.
No. You only get shoes and you wear them and then you put them away and then you can wear them again later.
Don't tell
Reggie
me how to shoe.
Had a dream?
No, don't tell me how to shoe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hold on. Do you have shoes at your house?
That's a weird question.
Yes, I do have shoes at my house.
And
next.
877-881-1053. Is it shoes? Is it something else? What is the? Is it baseball cards? What is it that you're going to keep your closet full of? For me, I would love to have a whiskey room. When I went to New Orleans, we went to Antoine's, and every corner you turn around, there are all these different types of rooms with all these different bottles and on these shelves. And there was this one room that was just full of whiskey, and it was the whiskey room, and it just had whiskey everywhere. And when I went to TX Whiskey, they have a very special room out there at Whiskey Ranch that is only for special dining appearances, and the entire room has shelves that are full of whiskey. That would be my dream. And you know what, Reggie? I guess you're right. Bottles that I probably would never drink out of, or I would take one sip out of and be like, all right, that one's going up there for a while. So that's what it would be for me. 877-881-1053. Kevin?
I mean, you know what it is for me, right? It's Legos.
Okay, see, I didn't know if it would be Legos or baseball cards.
Oh, well, you might have a good point. Okay, I'll admit it. I already have a closet filled with baseball cards. In case you didn't know, and this is all...
Is it well done, or is it just stacks of binders? Binders full of women.
No. What do you know about me? Do you think I have a haphazard collection of things in my room,
in my
house?
Very meticulously laid out.
I could not handle that. All right, so I have more than 100,000 sports cards.
Good God!
And this is even after a couple of years ago where we went through all like the common boxes and stuff, which is where I found my Bowman Tom Brady rookie that's worth $300. Because who the hell was Tom Brady when I got that card?
Right.
And threw out about 10 to 15,000 cards. Still have more than 100,000. My son's really got into it. So the shoe boxes that we put them in come in 800, 1600, 3200, and 5,000 count. And so all the 5,000 count are together, all the 3,200 count are together, et cetera. I have separate boxes with all the best cards just in case, like, the house ever catches on fire. I know that I can run and go get those particular boxes.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. I will make it out.
Kevin, you don't know.
I will make it out. I will. You might be right. But if I make it out alive, I will save those boxes. So I kind of, and we have a bunch of, like, posters and stuff in there too, so I kind of already have that closet. But other than that, I realize I have started to turn my house into a Lego shrine. So like
the whole house?
Oh, pretty much. If you ever come and visit.
Are you a Lego hoarder?
Oh yeah. But like they're all built out and everything, and I don't like free building Legos. Like I need a specific design to follow, because of course I do. Look, I don't have any imagination because I'm dead inside.
What's the longest you've taken to build a Lego set? And which one was it?
I think it was the most recent one we did. So they have these Lego architecture city ones.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so we did the corner garage, which was 2,600 pieces.
All right.
And that took about 3 days.
Okay.
Off and on. And so, like, in my room on my bookshelf, I have Legos. In the guest room, there's Legos. Brandon has Legos all across his room. And then in my office, there's Legos everywhere. So we have four.
You have an office.
Oh, yeah, I know. Fancy. So it's four of those ginormous city sets that each are more than 2,000 pieces. And then there's the Simpsons house and the Quickie Mart. And then I have this, like, kind of bookcase shelf that just has individual shelves of Star Wars Legos. So like my house, I just realized somebody brought it to my attention that I live in like a bachelor house. And I was like, that's not true. And then I started thinking about all the things and I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, you couldn't have all those Legos if you had a woman in the house.
I know. The discussions have begun.
She would be like, hey, we're not doing this.
So I think I would want...
Can't have that Farrah Fawcett poster hanging above the bed.
What year do you think that this is taking place in? So I think...
You can't have that Ashanti poster hanging above
okay.
the bed.
Well,
what year is it again?
At least now we're getting closer.
Have you seen Ashanti lately? Anyways.
I mean, no.
Thick.
What?
She's thick. It's good.
But yeah.
Good.
Oh, good thick?
Oh, good.
Okay. Thick. With two C's or three C's?
I don't know. Is that a...
Yeah. Learn up, people.
I think standard is two.
Okay. But you need to look up the three C's then. Okay. That's right. I know things.
Lots of
text coming
in from the 817. F yes. Legos Airport. From the 817. I need that room for my Crocs alone.
What?
You have
Crocs?
That many? That must
Hold
be
on.
Rico.
What year is your text yes. taking place in?
From the 469, celebs wear most of their shoes once. What a waste. I caught a... Oh, nope, I can't say that one. Baseball cards. If you got the money, why not? Sports card memorabilia. Video games and guitars. My personal Nirvana. A food room. A room just for food.
Yeah, that's
called
a pantry.
Isn't that your kitchen? Yeah.
But I still rock with it, right? Like, just a giant pantry of food lined everywhere.
Have you ever walked into a huge pantry like that before?
Yeah, it just looks like a small grocery store.
Yes.
Yeah, I want that.
I had to house sit once for somebody that lived over in the Little Forest Hills neighborhood right next to White Rock Lake. And they're literally, Reggie, the studio next to you right now, mm-hmm. Their pantry was that size.
Yeah, for the listening audience, that didn't help very much.
How big do you think that is? How big do you think it is?
It's a weird Mark shape. That. It's probably about a it's probably about like an 8 foot by 20.
Yeah, it was huge. And you walk in there and they had floor to ceiling organized food shelves.
Oh,
and you know what?
Man.
I don't think they ever shopped. I think somebody just stocked it for them all the time. But yeah, from the 214, I buy all the cheap sports merch from Walmart. I need a whole formal dining room with a corner couch for it all.
Someone sent in a really interesting one. Someone said socks, like graphic socks.
Really?
And I am intrigued. Like, would they have a whole bunch of foot forms that they put the socks on to be displayed?
Or would you have them rolled up into the ball?
Yeah, but then you don't see the graphics, right?
Maybe you have hanging. Maybe they're all hanging up on little sock hangers. Do they have sock hangers? Does anybody have?
I do not.
I feel like we've got to.
From the 403, you never heard of sneakerheads, Corey? People collect shoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
From the 210, a Butterfinger closet. Perfect temperature and humidity in there, too. From the 254, a room with a bunch of grow lights.
For nice. Weed?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. Somebody said, I love board games. So that would be me.
Okay, I know a person just like that. She's the nicest person in the world. One of Brandon's friends, his mom. She has more board games than I've ever seen in my life. Speaking of kind of like a board game, have you ever played a board game called Secret Hitler? Oh, now we're going to lay out. Fine.
So I would like a vinyl room.
Well, I'm going to double down. I played Secret Hitler, and it was awesome. The game. I want to make that very clear.
So, yeah, I would have
Secret Hitler,
bunch of
the game. Like, I didn't pretend to be Hitler because that would be weird. I played Secret Hitler, the game, and it was really fun. Somebody better text in and say that they've played Secret Hitler so you guys know that that's a thing that I didn't just make up.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of milk crates full of, like, vinyls just lined up.
Oh, yeah, you're going to change the subject because you did not see that coming, huh?
And shelves, and then like a record player in the middle where it just like, and then acoustics, really good acoustics so I could just play vinyl records.
I don't care when we have to go to break. I will sit here until somebody texts in 877-881-1053 and says that they have played Secret Hitler. I did not just make it up. I hope you're looking it up because I did not just make that up. Thank you very much.
By the way, the discussion here was Pat Mahomes and his fantasy prospects.
How did we get from that to this?
And his 180 pairs of sneakers in his own closet. What would be the things you would have? And Kevin, nobody is talking. Actually, people are saying, mark all of Kevin's admissions to secretly wanting to be Hitler.
Man, the 105.3, the fan's going to make an announcement tomorrow that we're swapping time slots with Amy Lawrence, I feel like, because of that rant right there. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Nobody's ever played this game.
It is a game.
The internet says it doesn't exist.
What?
Yeah. Actually, here's a line, a headline from Medium.com. My uncomfortable evening playing Secret Hitler.
Thank you. Even as a celebrity endorser.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.